What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from a life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
I'm asking everyone to watch this Red Table Talk. There's a family that needs us, and we are not going to let them down. The story you're about to hear will shake you to your core. Vanessa Guillen was a beautiful daughter, sister.
Háblame de su hija.
Fue una niñez hermosa.
And a devoted member of the United States Army. At age 20, she was sexually harassed and killed by a fellow soldier.
La niña no está muerta, hija, no. Mami, si era la niña. No, hija, no.
News of Vanessa's sudden disappearance and brutal murder exposed shocking secrets at Fort Hood Army Base in Texas.
You signed up to take a bullet for our country.
Yes.
You didn't sign up to get harassed or assaulted.
No les creo nada. Lo que pasa aquí se queda dentro de la base. Basta, ya no más.
With shattered hearts, her family has come to the Red Table for answers.
Why would they do this to an innocent person? After she's killed, just do all that stuff. Why? Why? Why her?
I don't want to be there.
And to keep Vanessa's voice alive.
The law has to change.
Any woman out there that is watching this, there's no reason to put up with this kind of abuse from anyone.
She decided, I have a mission, I'm gonna do this. We have to help her.
Doesn't matter what, we need to close that base and we need to find out what happened and we need to take it to the top.
Good
Gloria. Somos pocas las glorias. No hay muchas.
No hay muchas. Tranquila, que todo va a salir. Yo la voy a cuidar. No tiene que tener miedo.
Está haciendo esto por su hija.
Amén. Se lo agradezco todo corazón.
Amén. ¿Está lista?
Sí, hija.
No tenga miedo, no, que no. Yo estoy aquí.
Se lo agradezco todo corazón.
Yo sé por las razones que usted lo está haciendo, todos los cambios que van a venir a raíz de exponerse así, emocionalmente. Ay, sí. Primero, es un honor para mí tenerla aquí, porque mi padre estuvo en el ejército. Y yo sé claramente el sacrificio que su hija hizo y que hacen tantas personas que están en el ejército. Se sacrifican mucho por toda la humanidad.
Sí, yo sé.
Y por este país.
Sí.
Háblame de su hija.
A los 11 meses, mi hija caminó. Se puso bien hermosa y empezó a andar la guerra. Siempre ella imperativa. Pero de ahí nació con un problemita que respiraba muy grueso. Y nos decían, pues no sabemos qué es. Se le fue ese respiro.
At birth, Vanessa was diagnosed with a life-threatening breathing disorder. Doctors told Gloria her baby girl would not survive. But even from the beginning of life, Vanessa shows signs of a higher sense of purpose.
Dije, Dios mío, no me la quites. Y no me la quitó. A los 15 días me la dieron de alta. Digo, señora, es un milagro. Fue una niñez hermosa, pero lo que más me preocupó, ojo, cuando cumplió 10 años. Dice, yo cuando esté adulta voy a ir al ejército. Tienes que defender tu país, tu patria. Le dije, no, mija, usted va a estudiar, usted va a ser alguien, pero madre de familia, si Dios permite. No, mami, yo voy a ir al ejército.
¿Y tenían algún familiar o
sí.
amigos que estaban en el ejército?
Sí, porque mi esposo descende de familia de ejército. Ah. Su hermano fue militar en México.
¿Los y admiraba?
Los admiraba, de qué, pero son hombres. Le dije, no, mami, aquí todos somos igual. A mi hija le encantaba el gimnasio. ¿Por qué tanto? Dice, porque yo quiero estar bien entrenada para cuando vayan.
Pero tenía muy clara en su mente lo que quería hacer.
¿Sabe lo que me decía como a los 15 años? Es una misión que yo tengo que cumplir.
¿Qué edad tenía ella cuando entró?
18 años. Le dije, por el amor de Dios, no te escribas porque mi corazón de madre dice que no te va a ir bien.
¿Usted tenía ya una intuición de que algo malo venía?
Mami, por el amor de Dios, yo puedo firmar sin tu consentimiento. Yo te dije que tengo una misión.
Por mucho que uno como padre le diga a los hijos, por favor, no vayas por ese camino, ellos van a tener su camino.
Sí.
¿Ella le habló alguna vez de cómo le fue la experiencia en el bootcamp?
Sabe que era la número uno de acabar.
Ya ve.
Fui la primera siempre en la carta. Fue los meses más felices de su vida. Ella entró en diciembre del 2018 a Fort Hood.
¿Y entonces cuándo usted empezó a notar un cambio?
En enero, pues la miré bien. En marzo ya un poquito más delgadita. En mayo la notan estar como ojerosita. La veo triste, la veo no duerme. Yo te veo rara, porque yo te conozco como la palma de mi mano.
Las madres van a saber.
No come bien, está delgada y la veo deprimida. Hábleme con la verdad. Dijo, ok, te voy a hablar, pero no te alteres ni nada. A mí no me gustó. Es que son muy malos. Ya van 10 suicidas. Se disparan aquí o se dispararon aquí. Se han matado, no aguantan la presión que les dan ahí. Es la base más horrible que yo he conocido, la más asquerosa. ¿Y por qué? Dice, acosan a las muchachas y no dicen nada por miedo.
Located in the heart of Texas, Fort Hood is an army base larger than New York City. It's the most densely populated military post in the United States, and one of the deadliest. Sadly, Vanessa wasn't the first soldier to suffer from the violence. This year alone, 28 service members stationed there have died, and only one death has been combat-related. Fort Hood has more reported murders, suicides, and violent crimes than any other military base in the United States. And on average, over 200 sexual assault complaints are filed a year at Fort Hood alone. Vanessa was keeping a devastating secret from her mother and everyone else.
No te puedo decir yo porque son secretos de la base. Uno firma un papel y no puedes hablar. ¿Cómo fregados que no? A mí me va a decir la verdad que está pasando. Rómpele el contrato en la cara a cualquier comandante de ese y véngase para su casa. No puedo. Hice un juramento y lo tengo que cumplir. Pero yo te prometo que voy a estar bien.
Pero no le dijo que la estaban acosando sexualmente.
No, hasta que ya pasó enero, febrero, yo la miré ya muy mal. Ya ella no dormía casi. Dígame qué le está pasando, mi niña. A mí usted me habla con la verdad.
a Estela está pasando algo muy malo allá, aparte de toda la pudrición que ocurre allí. Me va a decir, porque yo ya no duermo. Dice, mami, es que no vas a aguantar lo que te voy a decir. Le dije, era un sábado que no se me olvida. Le dije, dígame, mija, ¿qué le sucede? Que te voy a decir, pero que va a quedar entre tú y yo. Dijo, me estoy haciendo acosada sexualmente. Y le dije, ay, yo sabía que a ti te pasaba algo malo, yo sabía. Pero no puedo hablar. Le dije, no, va a hablar mi hija y lo va a denunciar. Vaya y denuncia a ese miserable. Dice, mami, se ve que hay filas de niñas. Hay filas de niñas, a ver, levantando actas y dice, rinde ellas. Mi hija, ¿dónde fuiste a dar? Dijo, por eso te decía que a mí no me gustaba Fortwood. Dije, mi hija, ya no se va a regresar. Mi hija aquí se va a quedar conmigo. Ya no la voy a dejar regresar. Dijo, tengo que regresar. Dame el nombre de ese miserable y se lo juro que yo voy aquí y lo denuncio. Yo aquí lo denuncio. Dice, no te van a hacer caso porque las jurisdicciones del ejército son muy diferentes a las afuera.
Es cierto.
Dijo, no llores, mami. No te puedo arriesgar a ti porque no puedo hablar lo que pasa allí. Dije, ¿tú sabes algo más, hija? Dijo, sí sé, pero no puedo hablar porque te hacen daño a ti. Como saben que yo te quiero mucho a ti, yo voy a llevarte ahorita a la jefe de policía. Dice, yo fui y me dijeron que era una mentirosa.
Entonces ella le habló a alguien.
Sí, pero dice que no le hizo caso. Lo que pasa aquí, se queda dentro de la base.
Yo creo que creen. Lo que pasa es que hay una protección muy grande. ¿Ella le dijo alguna vez si habían tratado de violarla?
No, nunca me dijo. No, me dijo que la perseguían a donde corría. Como ella es atlética,
sí.
Era atlética, la perseguía a donde corría. Terminando, yo hablo. Nadie me va a hacer que me calle.
Es la pesadilla de cualquier padre.
Sí.
Me imagino que lo menos que usted se pensó es que ese peligro viniera sin ir a la guerra. ¿Cuál fue la última conversación que usted tuvo con Vanessa?
Físicamente fue el 19 de abril, que fue un domingo, que fue a despedirse de mí. Nos abrazamos enfrente de la Virgen de mi altar. Dios te bendiga, mi chiquita, y Dios te cuide y te bendiga. Te amo tanto. Y se fue. Yo no sabía que ese era el último día que le iba a mirar. Nomás sentí.
3 days after returning to base, Vanessa's daily text to her mother suddenly stopped. When the Army had no answer about Vanessa's whereabouts, the family went public as they searched for their beloved daughter.
Mi hija la quiero viva. Viva la quiero porque mi hija entró viva. Porque si Dios no lo quiera, mi hija aparece muerta, cierra esta base.
Yo lo juro que a mi hija le pasó
usted
algo.
Usted sabía.
Yo le mandé muchas llamadas, yo le mandé muchos mensajes. Mi hija de mi vida, lo que hayas hecho, lo que estés, donde estés, ya no aguanto.
Gloria continued to reach out to her missing daughter with no response. The search became international headlines. 70 days later, she received the news that no mother should ever hear. Her daughter's remains had been found. Her little girl was never coming back home. Her body had been brutally dismembered and burned.
¿Quién le dijo usted que había muerto?
Yo abrí mi teléfono. Y dice, hayan restos humanos en cerca del río León. Y yo aviento mi teléfono. No es de mi hija. Ya mi corazón ya iba a parar. La niña no está muerta. Mija, no. Mami, si era la niña. Dije, no, mija, no. Dijo, sí, mami, era nuestra Vanessa. Dije, no, yo la quería viva. Yo la quería viva. Dice, no, mami. La asesinaron esos miserables. Dije, ay, miserables. Y no, yo sufrí tanto, eso sí es que me enfermé, caí en cama otra vez.
The day after Vanessa's remains are found, all eyes turned to ranking officer, Army Specialist Aaron Robinson. He was one of the last to see Vanessa on her shift as he submitted a gun for repair. So the investigation team places him under watch. He manages to escape Fort Hood, but as police close in, he shoots and kills himself. That same day, his girlfriend, Cecily Aguilar, is arrested and confesses to helping hide Vanessa's remains just over 25 miles away from Fort Hood.
Ese miserable se había suicidado. Y agarré mi rosario y le dije, perdóname, señor, pero si ese miserable se atrevió a tocar a mi hija o le hizo algo, lo mando al infierno. Yo no creo que se suicidó. Yo creo que hubo una trampa para que no hablara él también. Yo quiero ver evidencias de que ese miserable se suicidó. Quiero ver videos y quiero ver dónde está sepultado, porque sabía. Él fue encargado del trabajo, él y alguien más. Aparte de esa miserable que está pudriéndose allí en la cárcel, yo sé que algo sabe. Que toque su corazón Dios Padre y que hable. que hable y se arrepienta lo que hizo. Y pido de por vida que no salga. Porque a mí con nada se me va a devolver a mi hija. Yo no sé exactamente cómo la mataron a la niña. Supuestamente ese miserable le dio martillazos a mi hija en su cara. Si dejó rastros de sangre allí, no podía limpiarlo en 20, 25 horas. Tenía que hablarle a alguien más. ¿Por qué no había huellas allí? Porque taparon. Todo era un complot. No les creo nada. Hay cosas secretos que se van a descubrir.
Moved by Vanessa's tragic death, an anonymous source from within Fort Hood reached out to the Guillen family with secret information. They claim it included security cameras allegedly being turned off the day of Vanessa's disappearance and a cover-up inside the base.
¿Por qué ese día se apagaron las cámaras? Ese día se apagaron las cámaras. Alguien de la base a mí me informó que no puedo decir su nombre. Me matan mi familia, me matan a mí. Dice su hija, la secuestraron por órdenes de más arriba. Y me tengo que quedar callada. Hable, sea mi voz afuera, señora. Usted es la única que puede. Usted levantó esto y quiero que usted siga, porque aquí hay algo muy malo. Dijo, señora, por su hija luche. Luche.
Ay, Dios mío.
Pido que se investigue a todo el comando, a todos los sargentos, porque muchas muchachas han sido violadas ahí. Y a mi hija la mataron porque mi hija sabía algo muy grande que está pasando en la base.
Left with nothing but pain and unanswered questions, Vanessa's mother climbed the military chain of command until her plea was heard by the President of the United States.
Yo quiero que usted me ayude a llegar a la verdad. A llegar a la verdad.
So we're going to look into it very powerfully, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Maybe things can come out that will help other people in a situation like Vanessa.
A week later, the Secretary of the U.S. Army, Ryan McCarthy, addressed the Guillen family on behalf of Fort Hood.
Vanessa's our teammate, and we let her down. We will do everything we can to protect her legacy by making enduring changes.
Usted tiene un propósito, proteger a las niñas que van a venir detrás de ellas, y no solo a las niñas, también a los hombres.
Niños. Ahora, lo que pasa adentro, que se queda adentro, no.
Since Vanessa's death, other victims claiming sexual harassment in the military are speaking up.
My heart is racing so much.
It was by someone I knew.
I could still remember the exact corner where he took me.
We've been battling this for decades.
Now is the time for your story to be heard. Vanessa Guillen woke us up.
Basta, ya no más jurisdicciones, que se rompa todo eso y que cambie la historia militar. Va a cambiar a través de mi hija, porque murió a través del gobierno, sirviendo por su país. Yo fui con el señor presidente y yo creo que cumpla su palabra, porque las palabras se las lleva el viento,
claro.
Porque con hechos se demuestran las cosas.
Yo le agradezco tanto que usted haya venido con su corazón de madre aquí a seguir hablando de su hija. Nunca va a morir, para usted ni para el mundo.
Nunca.
Le agradezco mucho,
a
Gloria.
Usted le agradezco.
Muchas gracias.
Que Dios la bendiga.
Usted es una guerrera.
All right, I've had to do a lot of difficult things in my life, but that...
Because you felt her pain.
Yes. It's every mother's nightmare, every father's nightmare. My father was in the military. I grew up as an Army brat. I know to a degree the culture of discipline and control. There were inspections in our house. My father was an officer, and they would come in with a white glove and literally clean, wipe under the oven or behind the cabinets. It's been a very closed culture. When you go to war, you need to follow orders. That means trusting that the people that you are following those orders from
are protecting you.
If you don't have a place to have a voice, somebody that you trust, a safe place where you feel you're going to be guided through the process, that breeds a lot of dangerous, dangerous things. It's our responsibility to be loud. We need to talk about this, which is why I'm so proud of what we're bringing here today.
Yes, we do. And since Vanessa Guillen's murder, her sisters have not stopped fighting for justice.
My sister was not respected. My sister was not heard, and they failed her. This could have been prevented.
With no one to turn to for help, Vanessa's sisters, Maida and Lupe, took to social media and started the hashtag #FindVanessaGuillen. Celebrities like Becky G and Salma Hayek used their spotlight to find Vanessa.
And the search went viral as thousands joined the online effort to locate the missing soldier. When Vanessa's remains were discovered, the sisters' call for help became a powerful movement, inspiring millions of others to join the fight to end sexual harassment.
Could have been your daughter, your best friend, your sister.
My sister deserves justice.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sisters are a powerful force. We are incredibly proud of you. And you are completing the mission that your sister had on this earth. How did you feel when she joined the Army?
When she signed up, when she was 18, I mean, I felt really proud of her because I'm like, wow, you're giving your life for the Army.
I was actually excited for her because that's something that she wanted to do.
Absolutely. And by the way, so many immigrant families give their children to the protection of this country in the military. And I want to thank all of those families that give the ultimate sacrifice.
You noticed right away that she was changing. What was different about Vanessa?
Ever since she just stationed at Fort Hood, I mean, I noticed a lot of things going on with her. She didn't eat, and her mood, her attitude, always smiling at pictures and always smiling at us, laughing, making jokes. And I don't know where it just went down. Everything went down, and I noticed her becoming very sad. One time, she came home. She left her bags on the floor by the door, and I saw her crying. Something was going on, and she didn't like it.
Did she ever tell you anything about the sexual harassment?
She never told me. I asked her, are you sure you don't want to tell me anything? And she just told me, you're too little to understand.
How about you, Myra?
She wasn't that outgoing or fun person anymore. So it was another person. I thought it was more work, stress related, but I would have never imagined that it was regarding sexual harassment.
And she would have, she probably was trying to protect you.
You guys would text each other, call? Was it every day?
We wouldn't go more than a day without talking to each other.
Vanessa was missing for just 24 hours when Myra got nervous and started calling Fort Hood. No one had seen Vanessa since lunch that day, and she missed her mandatory check-in. Scared for her sister, Myra decided to drive 200 miles at night in bad weather to find her.
Eventually, I got the staff sergeant's phone number, and he was like, okay, we'll stay up and wait for you. I didn't get there till about 3 in the morning, and I was turned back because nobody was up. I had to book a hotel. Of course, I wasn't able to sleep, just thinking, like, where is she? The following morning, I did go up to her room, and I tried to see if anything in a specific was missing, stuff that I know she wouldn't leave behind, and everything was there.
Which probably scared you even more.
Right. They didn't want to tell me who was in the room. They didn't want to tell me who was scheduled to work that day. And that's when I was like, something's going on here.
So while you were at the base, you actually put eyes on and met Aaron Robinson.
I did.
Who became the prime suspect. What was that like?
He was one of the males that was awaiting on my arrival for some odd reason. Mm. His presence just stood out to me because he didn't say a single word. He was just standing there. I was like, this guy knows something. This guy did something.
I felt it
in my
intuition.
Heart. I just know it, but there's no way of me proving it. He just started laughing.
He started laughing.
I was like, there's nothing funny about the situation. So I got really upset and I just stood up and left.
When he laughed, what was the reaction of the other
Nobody
officers?
Would say anything.
And where were you during all of this?
I was at home over there at Houston with my mom because I couldn't leave her alone. I was just there to try to calm her with prayers. I did not sleep. I was actually waiting for Myra to come through the door and be like, I'm already here with Vanessa.
Right. She goes missing. Do you guys feel that the Army was helpful looking for her?
No. I tried my best to try to do everything and comply and get them everything that they needed as soon as possible. We had the passwords for every type of social media, you know. Nothing was complicated for them. We made everything so easy that I just couldn't believe that there was no way to find her.
I started searching through her stuff to see if what type of clothes she had over there or what type of shoes she had over there. And we saw that she pumped gas. I went into the maps. I found the gas station. The fact that it took CID like days later to find out the gas station, I'm like, I'm over here in Houston and I'm over here finding it. It's a shame of that.
So you became an investigator. You noticed things that an investigator or a policeman should have noticed your scene.
Yeah, because you felt like they were not doing anything.
At that point, what did you guys think happened to her?
I believe someone adopted her because she would have never left. She's not the type of person. And me knowing her as a sister, she wouldn't do anything to harm anyone. So the only choice we had is someone took her or someone did something to her.
I was trying my best to be hopeful, but I felt that there was going to be a bad outcome.
The military culture is, I don't know if it's always like that, that they just don't give you any information because they are protecting.
There's also a chain of command. When something like this is happening, you literally have to go and say what's happening to your superior. So if your superior happens to be the one that is creating the situation,
then who do you go to?
It's going
to
stop right there.
Also, guys, women are minorities in the Army.
But even men are getting sexually harassed.
Absolutely.
It has been both men and women, but mostly women.
Yes.
The ones aggressing you, harassing you,
yes,
are your superior. Mm-hmm. So you're helpless. There's no help nowhere because you have to go with your superior.
Right. Exactly.
As the family pleaded for the military to get police involved in the search for Vanessa, the sisters tried to piece together any clues about her last location. It was 10 weeks before they would find her remains encased in cement in an area where authorities had already searched.
How did you find out that Vanessa was killed?
We were actually driving down to Washington. It was on the 30th of June, which happens to be my birthday. I start hearing my aunt say there's news going around. And I'm like, what news? Apparently they found other remains. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's true. It's probably people making stuff up. I start getting all these calls that they did find actual human remains by the river where they've been searching all along, and did appear to be Vanessa. Apparently there was a civilian that was working on the fence on the land there, and he got this scent and he decided to call it in. It's a shame because they were looking there for so long, and for them not to notice that something was off.
What did you feel at that moment?
I knew it was her.
You knew.
Why do you guys think her life was taken?
I mean, we still don't even know the truth. And why would they do this to an innocent person? Killed her, and after she's killed, just do all that stuff that I can't even say. Like, why? And that's my question every single day. Why? Why? Why her? Like, and I asked to God, like, ¿por qué ella? ¿Por qué ella? De todos los que existemos, ¿por qué le hicieron eso a ella? Y...
Ay, mi amor, Lupita.
Esa respuesta quizás nunca la tendrás. But the answer that you are going to get is that she is going to change something she already has. And I know that your mom almost lost her when she was a baby. And she would tell your mom that she had a mission. You need to get to the bottom as much as you can. But you also have to be ready that there may not be those answers. All we can try to do is bring some meaning to it, which is what you're doing. I'd like to take this moment to tell any woman out there that is watching this, it doesn't matter whatever the circumstances may be. There's no reason to put up with this kind of abuse from anyone because it could have repercussions as terrible as the ones that your sister experienced. And that kind of mental pressure is one of the reasons that people get away with this kind of thing. What you're doing is very important because you're trying to break down something that has been decades in the creation of it, the protection behind an organization, which I am very proud of our armed forces. Not everyone is guilty, but sometimes the people in those situations take advantage of the power that they wield.
We have to take a deeper look at how these institutions were created and built.
Yes.
So I do have to say that I agree with what you're saying, but I think we need to put things in place to make us feel safe.
Just imagine how many cases that haven't been reported. They don't have a voice. And once you report it, they call you unloyal. They bully you. Like, you're supposed to be brother and sisterhood. But if it's brother and sisterhood, why are y'all harassing women and men? That's not how it should work. And that's what we're trying to change now, because this shouldn't be happening. The change has to happen now.
Amen.
When I saw you on television,
my sister
just a human being. And I want justice. And I want answers. Because my sister did not do this to herself. Someone did it. And it's not one someone. It's various people.
I thought to myself, what an amazingly strong woman. Because you're no longer a kid. These types of things really make us mature and grow. And God knows what this is going to do in your lives. Because it won't be just Vanessa. She has left an indelible mark in each of your hearts. She will always be your sister. And you will have your own purpose, which she has shaped. And I thank you so much because despite your heartache, you're turning that pain into something that is going to help other women, other men.
From a tragic story, you can do a positive change.
Absolutely.
You guys are incredibly strong.
Thank you, guys.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Natalie Kawam is a true fighter for justice. She's a renowned attorney representing the Guillen family who has taken cases all the way to the Supreme Court. She never backs down from a battle, even against the military. Natalie?
Thank you for
welcome
having me.
To the Red
welcome.
Table.
I want to thank you all for hosting us today, and thank you for bringing awareness to this issue. Unfortunately, Vanessa's situation is not an isolated incident. As I say, it's so deep in the military community. All those ladies and men that were victims of sexual assault and sexual harassment in the military, you read their stories and you just think, your hairs on your neck go up. How does this happen? And why is it happening? You signed up to take a bullet for our country.
Yes.
You didn't sign up to get harassed or assaulted.
What do you think really happened to Vanessa?
I think that she told him, get off, leave me alone, stop. And they had a duel there. You know, I think he went at her. She's a strong girl. You know, she's fit for duty. And I'm sure it was just very aggressive. They said there was blood all over the room.
But when there was blood all over the room?
They did a blue star because he cleaned it up. Don't ask me how he did it in record timing. I think that there's help, maybe cover up going on here, which means it must have been pretty violent.
Well, if he caught her by surprise and he bludgeoned her, like is the thought, then she might not have had a chance, especially if he did it from behind or when she was surprised. I imagine that maybe she told him she was going to report him.
That's what we were told. When you're in the military, the Ferris Doctrine says you're not allowed to file any lawsuits against anyone. It could be a tort, it could be malpractice, it could be sexual assault. You don't have any rights. They're serving our country. We can't abandon them. You're stuck for 4 years there. You can't quit just because you were sexually assaulted.
What do we do?
When I saw the family grieving, I said, this is the only thing that I could do for this family to bring Vanessa back. Her spirit will live with us. Her fight will be with us forever. And this drafted the I Am Vanessa Guillen bill. I literally drafted it like a glove to the hand with Vanessa. What happened in the military world? If Vanessa was harassed, she would have to call somebody in her unit and tell them about it. That's not confidential. Yeah. What it would allow is a third party to take the phone call, investigate it, and she would have the confidentiality, the non-conflict. This would allow our men and women to have the confidence that they could report it. And then that third party would say, A, do you want to move or do you want him to be removed? Because right now they removed the victim. You would have them reviewing it and investigating it and giving them a right to file a claim. We're not going to fix it by crying. We're going to fix it through legislation. Because the law has to change. The military needs reform. Right now, there's no accountability, so people do as they want. Victims have to live with it. It's terrible.
You went to the White House.
We met with President Trump, and he was very gracious about putting us in the Oval Office and hearing the story. And the reason that was so important was because this is not a Democratic or Republican issue. It cannot be politicized. We will lose that battle. This is a human rights issue.
And out of pain is how you make advances.
What can we do?
We can call all our congressmen and senators and say, vote yes for I Am Vanessa Guillen bill. Every person that calls your senator or congressman or sends an email, so you document
An email.
I want you to pass a Vanessa Guillen bill. We will not allow you to say no to this. We need at least 2/3 vote, which is not a lot, but it's enough to either make it or break it.
The Guillen family's fight for justice has ignited a demand for change in the military.
Major General Scott Eflin has been removed from his position in charge of Fort Hood.
But the struggle continues.
The U.S. Army, believe it or not, tolerates sexual harassment, assault, abuse, and rape.
They have come to Capitol Hill, where Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, committed to bringing the I Am Vanessa Guillen bill to the floor.
How many more must suffer and go through a nightmare of sexual violence? For Congress, the Senate, and the President to realize we need the I Am Vanessa Guillen bill to pass. How many more must die for her to be investigated and held accountable? We all have a voice, so let's use it for positive change.
Listen, everybody watching, we need to support our troops.
Yes.
Let's be proactive, people. write an email which is proof that you asked your congressmen and your senators that you want this passed. We want to help this family.
Thank you.
They made the ultimate sacrifice, as have other families.
Yes.
And I want to thank you so much for standing up for them. I know how difficult it is to get any law passed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natalie.
For coming to the Red Table.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.